Now, the church and the world are totally different. There's a dividing line, and there's a separating line. And too many in the church straddle the line. I said very clearly and very plainly, I would that you were either hot or cold. For if you lukewarm, I spit you out of my mouth. Come on, be hot now. Burn for me. Burn for me. De shukunde, I'm looking at somebody now. Kulate, say hey, tay. God says you are straddled the fence and you have straddled it one time too many. Jump back over on the other side right now. Don't get trapped on the other side. Don't get trapped on the other side. Don't get trapped on the other side. I am the Lord your God. Hear my voice today. The song says Jesus is calling softly and tender. I call with a roar, says the Lord. I call with a roar, says the Lord. Somebody's watching me out there. I call you with a roar, says the Lord. I love you with an everlasting love, a love you cannot explain. A love beyond that in the poem Annabelle Lee. He said, I love her with a love that was an everlasting love. He said, that's the love I have for you, and I want you to spend eternity with me. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory. Oh, the glory. You don't have a mind that could any way conceive and perceive what I have laid up for those who walk uprightly before me. I have plenty of room for everyone. So I have sent my servant today. She had no idea what she would say. To tell you, I love you more and more than you could ever, ever, ever imagine. Even in your recreated spirit, you just know a little fraction of my love. But it's available to the whole world. Young ladies, keep yourself for your husband. Keep yourself for me. Keep yourself pure before God and in the world and be a light. I'm a keeping God. I'm a healing God. This is what the Lord said when I was studying, and I prepared a lesson to talk to the young ladies, and he said, girls are going to hell by the dozen every minute. Rescue them. Young ladies, rescue them. You know, there's a song that says, rescue me. He said, I have reconciled you, brought you back to me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. I have brought you back to me. I have opened the door where there's a clear path to me, to me. Just come to me. Come to me. Come to me. I am the Lord your God. I'm your Savior, Jesus Christ, his Son. I'm Holy Spirit, your teacher. Come, come, come. My daddy used to pray, and you've heard me say that. Daddy used to pray all the time. He said, I come before you like an empty pitcher before a full fountain. Tell God that. Lord, I empty myself of myself, so I'm empty, and I come before you. You are full. Fill me with your fire. Fill me with your anointing. Fill me with your joy. Fill me with your peace. Fill me with a hunger for your word, right, truth, and righteousness, and holiness. And I say, done. Kelebasusa tahasa. Debu shakunde di asaka hote. Yeah. You kulite sakata. Go ahead. Just go ahead and pray in the Holy Ghost a minute. There's somebody that's not feel you're gonna start talking in tongues. Come on, leke hese. Hali katolo hoshake. No, usakande yana ushteke. Blaho re he ku. Dandare yaso kosekete itala oste. Ebli katolo hoshekete ne diato hose. Oble he sakatariaso. Oble he se katariato ku unene. No gonde se kaluta shikala dita kalune kerege etekula ku. E dombu shangande diata. Neneata kasahata. Yeah, this is the day I have made. You rejoice. You rejoice, for your eternity is now at hand. See a change in your situation. See a change in your life. See a change in your family. Because you are now filled up with me, and you have to keep it filled with the word. It's like recharging your devices, your phone, and your battery. You got to keep it recharged with the word and with prayer and fellowship with me.